Good evening. Definitely feels like it's been a while since I've been up here. Feels like it anyway, but it's good to be back with you, and we appreciate the prayers on Bree, Brindley, and I's behalf since we've been sick, and like I said, we're all doing a little better, so we thank you for the prayers, though. This evening, if you want to go ahead and take your Bibles, turn them to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. And we're going to look at verses 17 through 24. Matthew 27, 17 through 24. So when the people gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that because of envy they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him a message saying, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for last night I suffered greatly in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to put Jesus to death. Verse 21, but the governor said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Crucify him." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they kept shouting all the more, saying, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather that a riot was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to that yourselves." I want to talk about tonight about people's influence. You know, all of us, we have people that we turn to and listen to for advice. You know, when in all actuality, the Bible gives us guidance if we only listen. Sometimes the people we listen to, they don't always give us the right advice, and we are all in some way influenced by our friends or family or people that we trust. In all actuality, we have to make the decisions, and we can't blame someone for our bad decisions. We get to make the decisions. So we're going to break these verses down this evening. We're going to look at verses 17 and 18 there. Of chapter 27, verses 27 and 28, there was a question that was asked from Pilate. "Whom do you want me to release, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" Well, Pilate asked the people this question. He was letting them choose. The people, in this case, kind of represent the world. The world has an impact that will take us away from God. In Psalm 9 and verse 8, "And he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the people with uprightness." In Psalm 33 and verse 8, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." In Mark 8 and verse 36, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" It's easy from our standpoint to see where the people were wrong and whom they chose. Yet they chose sin. And even for us today, there's no difference. It's like we choose Barabbas over Jesus, except we choose sin over obedience. In Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. "He said to them, 'Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but for whoever does not believe will be condemned.' This is what we need to be telling those who are lost." Pilate, he knew the reason for them handing Jesus over. They were jealous. They were jealous of all the things that they were seeing and hearing what he had been doing. In James 4 and verse 17, James 4 verse 17, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Many times we know what we need to do, but we tend to try to please others or self rather than pleasing God. We may be afraid to do what's right, worried about how others see us. We may be afraid, like I said, we may be afraid to do what's right. The popular thing isn't always the right thing to do. Second thing this evening, Pilate's wife's message. She said, have nothing to do with this righteous man. You know, even his wife was telling him, to have nothing to do, don't do anything to Jesus. She knew that they should have released him because he was innocent. It may, like I said, it may have taken a dream to for her to come to that knowledge and change her mind, but she definitely had a change of heart. She had a change of heart. Sometimes there are those things that happen for us, and they happen to us for a reason, but we must move forward and not question God's will for us. Many times we spend more time questioning God when we really don't deserve an answer. And one of these days our questions will be answered. Pilate should have paid attention to her, to her message, and listened to her. But sometimes we listen to the crowd more than we should. Life's not about being popular. It's about being obedient to God's word. In Acts 5 and verse 29, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. We must obey God rather than men. We know that that's easier said than done when our backs are against the wall. Are we afraid to admit that we are a Christian? And that's just a question for you. Are we afraid? Are we afraid to admit that we're a Christian? And sometimes it depends on who's around us. We should be thankful that we are that we are a Christian, but how come we don't like people knowing? Why do we not like people knowing? Well, again, being afraid of what they will think about us when it really shouldn't matter. If Peter denied Christ three times, well, we too can deny him when the opportunity comes. The third thing this evening, it comes from verses 20 and 21. Chief priests and elders, they did play a part here. They played a part here. Let's talk about the first decision here. They persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas. And you know they had some influence and power, so they weren't helping at all. They weren't helping the situation at all. And they were going with the crowd. And the second decision, they said, put Jesus to death. Put Jesus to death. These men were jealous as well and did not like Jesus. Jealousy makes us do things that we shouldn't do. And here are some examples. Well, Cain killed Abel out of jealousy. Cain killed Abel out of jealousy. He had brought a better offering. Simon the sorcerer, he wanted the apostles' gifts for his own gain. You know, it was a custom that the governor give the people who they wanted released, and the same thing here. He asked the crowd, which do you want me to release? Barabbas? You know, in Acts 3 and verse 14, but you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. Barabbas was a murderer and a famous prisoner and was freed in order to deliver Jesus to be crucified. He was a bad man, but yet this is who they wanted released. You know, we have the tendency to get jealous over money, houses, jobs, cars, clothes, etc. It makes us be a person that we don't want to be. We should strive to be a godly person and make him proud of us so we can hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We should not allow people to persuade us from doing the right thing. We must be the ones that need to be good examples so others can see Christ in us. In this case, they got what they wanted. The crowd got what they wanted, and they released the murderer, and they kept Jesus, who had done nothing wrong. And now, fourth thing this evening comes from verses 22 and 23. Pilate's next move. You know, you would think that that was enough, that they released Barabbas and they kept Jesus, but they still weren't satisfied. Pilate asked, "What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Well, right here, Pilate had an opportunity to stand up and do the right thing. He's just like us, afraid to speak the truth. He had the power to release him, but he chose to ask the crowd what to do with Jesus. Of course, they said, "Crucify him." As if releasing a murderer isn't enough already. They want Jesus dead. You know, what's really sad is Jesus is dead to those who don't know him. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, Exodus 14 and verse 13, "And Moses said to the people, 'Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again.'" In Psalm 89 and verse 28, Psalm 89 and verse 28, "My steadfast love, I will keep him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him." How can people know who Jesus is if they don't know him? We must be the ones to let others know about Christ and tell his story. Let them know that they have a Savior who loves them and cares for them and wants them to be obedient to his word. We know that we won't be able to teach everyone. We know that. But we can teach those who want to know more about what they must do to be saved. In verse 22 of Matthew 27 there, Pilate let them know what evil had this man done. He asked that question, "What evil had this man done?" Pilate wasn't even making a difference though. He wasn't making a difference, it just got worse. They still shouted, "Crucify him." Sometimes we aren't always going to say what really needs to be said because of fear. Fear is something that affects all of us in many ways. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 and 14. "The conclusion when all has been heard is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." We can't fool anyone. Even God knows the wrongs that we've done, but he also knows the good that we've done. Pilate, you know, he could have walked away and let the crowd know he was going to release Jesus, but he knew that if he didn't give them what they wanted, they would kill him. He didn't want to risk his life for Jesus' life. But this was all set in place. This is all set in place and was told it was going to happen. And it was God's will. You know, we may not understand the will of God, especially for us, but we must search it out. We must search out the will of God. Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, but yet still chose to listen to the crowd. He was a selfish man, and we too can do some things that doesn't make God proud of us. It makes us feel good about ourselves, but we forget where we need to be and who we are trying to please. We forget that. It's easy to please ourselves, though. It's easy to please ourselves, but God doesn't ask much of us. He doesn't ask much of us, but we complain when we think it's too hard to do God's will. You know, we are stronger than we think. We're stronger than we think because God made us in His image. God made us in His image. The next thing comes from verse 24 in Matthew 27. Was Pilate innocent? Well, Pilate was only starting a riot. He wanted to make sure that people knew that he was innocent and of Jesus' blood, but he really wasn't. He was only innocent in his eyes. In his eyes. He was guilty and his hands was full of blood of this Jesus. You know, are we like Pilate? Do we own up to our mistakes like we should? And probably not, because we want to look good in the eyes of people. It's okay to own up to our mistakes. It's okay to own up to our faults, because we must be truthful to God and truthful to ourselves. If we aren't, we are no better than Pilate. You know, image, it is everything in this life. Image is everything in this life. But it's up to us what kind of image we want to create. You know, people will judge us no matter which direction we go, but we only have one real judge that matters. There's a lot, you know, in the end going, you know, we have so much today, so much evil going on in the world, but we get to choose our path, and no one else can do it for us but us. In Romans 8, verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? God is already in our corner, but we sometimes leave him out in our decision making. You know, since God is on our side, then it doesn't matter how people look at us. It doesn't matter. We should find confidence knowing that he is with us. Pilate only thought that he was innocent only in his eyes. He basically blamed the crowd that it was on them. Pilate knew. He knew that Jesus had done nothing. He'd done nothing wrong. So why choose to kill an innocent man? So now let's talk about the blame game. You know, we're pretty good at that game sometimes. It's simple to say we didn't do anything and put the blame on others. You know, they do, like I said, sometimes I hear things at school that are, you know, sometimes they're kind of, they don't want to be truthful at the beginning, but they come out and finally tell you the truth. But and sometimes you never do get to the truth. But we do know that it's wrong to lie. But it's, you know, they tell a lie. When you tell one, you have to tell another and another. You know, when I was growing up, it was always better to tell the truth. Always better to tell the truth. Because if I didn't, got in trouble. But we start early with our kids. We start early in our training. To always tell the truth. And that's how you learn. You can't wait till they're grown. We must own up to our mistakes and not pass the buck and blame others. You know, we have that famous saying, the devil made me do it. You know, we've heard that saying, but we actually choose to follow Satan. You know, he doesn't make us do anything. We choose to follow him. You know, don't run from God. Don't run from God. If you are ready to be baptized and go through the steps of salvation, if you're ready, don't put it off. If you know what you must need to do to be saved, don't wait. Take care of that need today, because the longer you wait, the harder it is The longer you wait, it's going to be harder down the road. God wants you to take care of that, of your needs today. Whatever you, if you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and you've walked away, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known. We stand and sing the invitation song.